Thank you, Jason and Randy, for coming on the podcast. Jason, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you're going to be talking about today?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Kristen. My name is Jason Stover. I am the marketing director for Cohesia North America, the CMS division, as well as R.A. Jones, specifically located here in Covington, Kentucky. Today, we're going to talk about, at a high level, our asset management program, but more specifically, our audit offering. And Randy Osege, who's one of my colleagues here at R.A. Jones, will be talking more specifically about that program from R.A. Jones. So, Randy, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and we'll get started.
Yeah, hello. So my name is Randy Osege. I'm with our after sales parts group. I manage our audit program. Been with R.A. Jones for 25 years in many different roles. And most recently, like I said, I'm managing our audit program and with the aftermarket group.
Excellent. Can you explain what a specialized audit is?
Sure. So from our standpoint of specialized audits, so we have a developed enhanced, we'll call it Excel spreadsheet that we use that we have in our audit specialist's hands when he goes out to review a machine. It is loaded up with that machine's specific drawings, that machine's bill of materials, the parts lists, and our technician has that on a tablet in his hands while he's reviewing the machine and looking for, common wear parts, broken parts, missing parts. And he uses our what we call our audit tool on the tablet, and he goes through the drawings. He'll mark up drawings. He can add photos in there. He can put comments in there, highlighting the parts on each of the assemblies that he's reviewing and noting that needed parts. At the end of that process, he gets all that data back to me. I take it, I generate first a parts quote with it, breaking down all the parts by the sub-assemblies from our machine. And then also we have a two other supporting documents that come out as a machine condition report that we use a red, yellow, green categorization, where if it's green, the machine, no problem in that area. We have a yellow indicator that it's good, but within 6 months' time, you're probably going to need to revisit this area. And then red is it needs the parts, it needs attention now. So that breaks that down in our machine condition report by essays, and then it also pulls out the parts for each essay that's needed. And then the final one is just I pull out a copy of all the assembly drawings that we've marked up and highlighted for the customer. So that way they have a package when they receive the parts, they have the drawings and that to go along. It corresponds with the parts so that they have that to reference, putting the parts back on the machine.
What type of information can be gained from an audit?
So some of the things that our customers gain from this, one of the biggest ones is just learning their common wear parts of their machines and stuff that they can set PM kits up on for future. Instead of setting it up to do a complete machine rebuild, they can break it down into sections of the machine and work with us. We set up PM kits with them. Some other advantages is once they get these quotes back, it has the lead times on it, so they can start coordinating with the longer lead time items that we have for their machines. Because some of them, where we're at in the world right now, are having some, longer than standard lead times, and they can use that to their advantage to plan ahead. Some of the other advantages they learn from, okay, quality defects that are on my product right now. What wear parts on the machine are corresponding with those quality defects, and what do I do to maintain and keep the quality that I expect, that the machine should be putting out? And then also, while we're there doing the review, a lot of times I always suggest to have the mechanics operators work with our audit specialist, and they almost use it as a training thing. They learn the machine and know what to look at while our auditor's there looking and reviewing the machine with them.
When is it time to consider an audit?
So that one, I think, straightforward, easy answer to me was top three things was a decrease in the production numbers, decrease in line efficiency, or an increase in downtime. Those are the three things to me that stood out immediately. Some other times are you just, it's been a while since you've done an extensive rebuild on the machine, and it just needs a thorough review of the entire machine from somebody that's knowledgeable and has, you know, a lot more experience than sometimes some of the plant personnel might have.
How can a specialized audit help plan for maintenance?
So kind of like I was previously mentioned there with the PM kits, that's a big advantage that some of our customers learn from this is that, okay, this section of the machine, every 12, 16 months, whatever the time frame might be, I need to have this kit on my shelf so that I can take it and take the parts out and have it ready to be rebuilt and have the machine back up and running in a timely manner. That's one of the big ones. And then another one is, you know, if we do go out and do an extensive audit where it's a complete total machine rebuild, they can learn from us by working that, and we can break it down into sections and rebuilds. Instead of taking a machine down for a week, 2 week time period to do a complete overhaul rebuild, we can plan to say this section can be done in a 2 day period. This section can be done in a 3 day period kind of thing, instead of taking it down for an extended long break of time.
What should you look for in an audit partner, and what type of questions need to be asked?
So some of the questions I ask up front, okay, what are you looking to gain from this? Where are you wanting to go with this? A lot of times I'll ask, what kind of a rebuild? Are you looking for what we call a level rebuild, which is, you know, down almost to the bare frame of the machine and back up again, a complete rebuild? Or are you just looking at some certain problem areas of the machine that we need to review? So that's kind of where I start off the conversation and just try to see where we need to go. But then also find out if they're wanting to work with us and do all OEM parts. So that's another big one, because a lot of times we have OEM parts that we spec out because of the certain quality of that part or the certain rating on that part compared to going somewhere else and getting a part to put on the machine. And then the biggest one always is, what is the budget? I mean, what are we looking at?
Overall, when it comes to the offering of audits through R.A. Jones Asset Management Program, the whole concept is preventative maintenance. And I think Randy touched on that with a lot of his responses. We really want to get in before there's a major problem on the piece of equipment, which obviously will extend downtime into the future. And then as Randy suggested, you know, offering through our various experience of our technicians and through all the machines and industry experience that we have at R.A. Jones, we can pretty quickly troubleshoot and advise on those preventative maintenance kits that will help keep their machine running efficiently, prevent the downtime, even watching the equipment run in production to identify maybe upstream or downstream some challenges that we are noticing through our eyes. And again, I think with our technicians being there to do the audits, that is a benefit, is fresh eyes. So we're not always in there, but we see things from other customers that we can apply to that customer's production line. Whereas the operators who are there day in and day out think something is normal just because that's the way it's always been, or that's usually the way that it is. Our technicians have the trained eye to know that's not how it should be functioning. That's not how that should be working. So I think that's a good addition to the conversation, something extra that we bring to the audit discussion. We also like to, through our asset management program, schedule these audits well in advance. So we do offer what we call like service agreements that we encourage customers for pre-planning purposes. So they would order those, say, during budgeting season for that following year, where they would contact us. They can request a specific technician that they're used to working with, that they feel very comfortable with, for future planning of audits or service or what have you. And then through that, they can schedule in advance when they know they're going to have downtime to come in and do these audits. So that we're not addressing things off the downtime, a scheduled downtime. They can also, like I said, request a specific technician. And it's also, as I mentioned earlier, good for the budgeting process, because instead of when something happens in the field in real time, going to get a budget approved to bring somebody in. We know some organizations that can take some time. But if this is done up front where we have it scheduled the year before and the budget's already allocated, it just makes things more efficient for the customer. And again, gets the machine up and running as fast as possible. So there's just some of the other benefits, I think, associated in general with the asset management program, where audits kind of fit into that.
Can you give us an example of a successful audit?
Sure. So we have a partner of a snack food facility that we've got six machines in. Last year we started with them. They had seen some very steep decline in their efficiencies on their lines. So we set up a, starting off with an audit of all six machines and then worked with them. The parts were ordered, rebuilt, but they also, like Jason had talked about, we set up a service contract with this customer where we had a technician going into their plant for 1 week every other month last year. And then again, this year, actually, we went back and revisited machines and we did a year later audit. And I went to them this year when we were completing the second round of audits, and I asked him, I said, where have you been on your efficiencies since last year? And I don't have the exact numbers, but I know it was a great increase. And also with the service contract agreement that we had and have our techs that were kind of getting embedded in there, and when same reoccurring tech, that plant had seen a lot of turnover. So we were in there doing a lot of training opportunities with the operators and mechanics and showing them how to maintain and operate the equipment over the last 2 years. And it's been a big success at that plant.
I think I'll add also, you bring up a good point about the same service technician. It's establishing a relationship with the customer and getting very intimate with their operations. We as RA Jones and Coesia, who's our parent company, are very customer centric. And this just kind of shows specifically how intimate we can get with the customer through the audit program. When there is turnover within our customers' facilities, at least hopefully, the upper management's still intact. It's just the daily operators might have changed. But we can come in and say, we know why this is happening. We've ran you through this before to fix it. And then, like Randy said, retrain the new personnel that might be operating on that line to address it. So the relationship building with consistent audits, I think, is probably one of the strongest benefits for both us as the OEM and the customer.
I want to thank you for joining me and for sharing some great information. Can our audience contact RA Jones?
So it's the typical, if anyone wants to reach out to learn more about the asset management program or some of our service offerings, they can email us direct at info@rajones.com. And we'll respond usually within hours, if not minutes. Or they can go to the website and look at the information there at www.rajones.com. I'll ask Randy I know there's a specific service.
So we do have a 24-hour service hotline. Number on that is 859-341-1000. And also the parts team, we have a general parts inbox that we have no less than a handful of customer service reps that are responding to that all the time. And that's parts@rajones.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.